All of you know deep down we're in trouble. You know evil's taken over, and it's really getting ready to run wild. See, everybody thinks stuff's crazy right now. This is only the preparation. This is like an army lining up on our border or a SWAT team stacking up outside your house. Everything you've seen is just the enemy stacking up about to come in. And when the hammer drops and the crises expand, it's going to be harder to shape the battlefield. We need to shape the spectrum of debate now and inject as much truth as we can, like the world is about to go into a crisis and we're not going to be able to communicate as easy. We need to inject truth 24/7 right now. So here's my challenge. I want you to look up the call letters. I want you to look up your local affiliates, TV, radio, print. I want you to go to Infowars.com, but it's all over. London Telegraph, LA Times, BBC, Associated Press, New York Times. And I want you to go down and see the program directors of the TV and radio. Or if you know them at your church or your gym or wherever. And I want you to tell them, listen, our whole society is being overthrown. Our liberties are being taken. The TSA is abusing our children because we're told Al-Qaeda is going to attack us while it's in the news that Al-Qaeda is being funded and trained by the CIA and MI6, and it's admitted that they started the civil war and started the attack, and it is a war crime what's happening. They're taking families and saying, we're going to kill your kids if you don't drive this truck full of explosives into that police station. Folks, this evil's gone on for a while, but the fact that it can be out in the open, the fact that this is going on, the challenge is it's time to recognize this for what it is. I mean, I've got the articles right here now where it's totally admitted that the whole thing in Syria and Libya was started by our criminal government and NATO, and they plan to do it all over the Middle East to put jihadis in and let Saudi Arabia take over the entire Middle East. And it's just too rich. It's too much for me to see TSA on the streets and regular army and giant black Homeland Security vehicles driving around and paramilitary police bugging their eyes out at you if you photo or videotape them, acting like you're a terrorist in this whole dress-up play-along thing, which is really a martial law takeover system to start purges against the American people. And they said it was for Al-Qaeda when their own documents say it's for us. Our government isn't our government. It runs Al-Qaeda. It runs everything.